Jed. Jed waved goodbye to his mother, pulled the door shut, and sighed. He had a lot to do. But he was hungry, so he went to the refrigerator and took the leftover pizza. He drank another quart of milk. He also ate some chocolate ice cream. He seemed to be hungry all the time. As he wiped his mouth on his sweatshirt, he thought that he should get started on the chores while his baby sister was still napping. It was Saturday, and his mother was off to her university class. She was taking classes to become a nurse. This was the weekend for his dad to be on duty as a cop, so Jed was in charge of the house for the next 4 hours. That included not only his sister, but making dinner, vacuuming the living room, cleaning his room, and brushing the dog, who was shedding hair all over the house. He was also supposed to prepare the cans and bottles for recycling. The pickup was on Monday. After taking some frozen chicken out of the freezer to thaw, he decided to brush the dog. The dog followed him out the front door into the warm air. He was an old sheepdog. They called him Dog because he would come when they said it. Jed sat down on the steps and began to brush him. Dog cooperated by sitting on top of Jed's feet. Jed kept quiet so he could hear his sister if she woke up. When Jed was almost finished, Lance, his friend who lived across the street, came over, tossing his football. "Hey, Jed, want to play football? We're getting a bunch of kids together to play at the park." "No, I've got chores to do."
"He's always working, Lance, but I'll play."
The call came from next door where Koo lived. Koo came out of his front door.
"I'll go for long one, Lance."
Lance threw the football ahead of Koo as he dashed into the next yard. Koo dove and barely caught it. He was still learning the game after having arrived from Vietnam only a year ago. His throw was wobbly.
"I have to work on it," he said as he sat down on the sidewalk.
"What do you have to do, Jed?" Lance asked.
"Oh, just some cleaning, dinner," he mumbled.
"Wouldn't you rather go play? We could come back in an hour and you could do all that stuff then," Lance suggested.
"Yeah, but..."
Jed couldn't think of anything to say. He really wanted to play football. It was always fun hanging out with friends and playing. Maybe he could just buy pizza for the family dinner, and he could clean his room Sunday night instead of watching TV with the family. He started to brush the rest of the dog as fast as he could.
"I'll get my bike," Lance yelled as he ran across the street.
"Get your things. I will finish," Koo urged as he took the brush out of his hand.
Jed stepped inside and started up the stairs. Then he remembered his sister. He would wake her up and take her along in the stroller. He went upstairs and into her room. She was sound asleep in her crib. He looked at his watch. She had been asleep for only an hour. She usually slept 2 hours. If he woke her up now, she'd probably be crabby the rest of the day. So what, he thought, his mother would have to deal with it. He looked in the closet for the diaper bag and filled it with diapers, wet wipes, and a change of clothes. He got a jacket from his room and then went back to the crib. He leaned over her, and then he stopped. He was supposed to be taking care of her. She wasn't supposed to be doing things for him, like losing her nap so he could have fun. He stepped back. His mom was counting on him to take care of things. He put his jacket back and walked downstairs and outside. He sat down on the steps and took the brush from Koo. He started brushing the dog again.
"Aren't you going?" asked Koo.
"No, I can't. It's not fair to my sister if I wake her up."
Koo looked at him and nodded.
"I understand."
When Lance came out of his garage, Koo called out,
"I'll get my jacket. 1 minute."
Koo ran to his house.
"Let's go, Dog. Time to do the recycling bins."
Jed held the door while Dog lumbered in. Take a moment to think about the message of this story. What do you think the author would like you to learn about getting along with others? Think about what would be the best lesson from the story about getting along with others. Next page. Questions. Here are some true-false questions about the story, Jed. Circle true if the statement is true about the story, or circle false
if the statement is false about the story. Answer these questions without looking back at the story. Number 1. Ku was a good football player. Number 2. Jed spent the day with his friends. Three. At first, Jed was going to take his sister in the stroller to the park. Number 4. Ku went to the park with Lance. Number 5. Jed brushed the dog on the front steps. Number 6. Jed's parents were home that day. Number 7. Jed had to prepare dinner. Number 8. Jed played football with his friends that day. Number 9. Jed didn't like playing football with beginners. Number 10. Lance lived across the street. Next page. Please read the following 4 stories. As you read each one, decide how well its message matches the best message from Jed. Story A. When Jed arrived at school for the first day of the year, his homeroom teacher asked him to help a new student get comfortable in the school. It turned out to be Ku's cousin who had just arrived in the country. He was in the same grade as Jed, but Ku was in a different grade. That day in school, Jed went from class to class and introduced Ku's cousin to his friends. They saw Lance in English class. The bell rang and the three of them went off to lunch together. They were all very hungry. Jed and Lance pulled out their lunch money. Jed noticed that Ku's cousin did not have any money, so he bought a lunch for him. Is the message in this story very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different from the message in Jed? Story B. Be sure not to wake up Angela while I'm gone. She needs to sleep for at least 2 hours. Bye, sweetheart. Vinny's mom called as she left for her weekly class. Now Vinny had the house to himself. He smiled and thought about starting his favorite activity, cooking. He decided to make spaghetti sauce. As he was working in the kitchen, the doorbell rang. Vinny opened the door. It was his friend Manolo.
Want to go to the mall? Manolo asked. Heather's driving.
Vinny liked to go hang out at the mall, and he never turned down a chance. But today he wanted to make a good spaghetti sauce.
No thanks, I'm into cooking now. Later, okay?
Manolo left, and Vinny went back to the spaghetti sauce. Is the message in this story very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Next page. Story C. It was a typical Saturday in Johnny's house. His mother was working in the basement and his dad was shoveling snow. Johnny did his homework and then felt like playing basketball. He set up a basket on the refrigerator and started playing with the Nerf ball. On one of his shots, he bumped the kitchen table, knocked over the sugar bowl, and broke it. His mother came in the kitchen and asked what had happened. Johnny told her that he had knocked over the sugar bowl. "Oh, were you cleaning the kitchen?" his mother asked. "No, I was playing basketball," his mother replied. "You know, you're not supposed to play in here, but I'm glad you told me the truth. I'll get you the broom." Is this message very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Story D. Megan looked out the window of the store where she worked. Her boss had left for an hour, so she was in charge. She looked at the ice cream store nearby and got hungry for a strawberry cone. Maybe she could run quickly and get one. If she waited until after work, the shop would be closed. Megan checked her watch. Her boss would not be back for a while. She could run and get one, and he would never know it. She grabbed the key to lock the door. As she headed for the door, she passed the stacks of soup and noodles she was supposed to be putting on the shelves. If she left her work undone, her boss might not ever trust her again. So she put the key back and began to unpack the tomato soup. Is this message very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Now mark which of the four stories above has a message that most closely matches the best message of Jed. You may look back at the four stories and what you thought of their messages. Then circle one, story A, story B, story C, or story D. Next page. Below are several possible messages for Jed. Mark how good a match each message is with what you think is the best message from Jed. Number one, do the things that you have been told to do, or you might get into trouble. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so, different, or very different? Number two, nice kids do their chores. Is this very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Number three, don't let temptations keep you from fulfilling your responsibilities. Is this very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Number four, think of your family before friends. Is this very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Number five, intermittently, relationships interfere with maintaining a sanitary domicile. Is this very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Number six, plan your day so that you can do what you want to do. Is this very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Number seven, Sometimes you have to wait to do the things you like because your work is more important. Is this very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Next page. Below, we list the possible messages again. Please circle the number of the two messages that you think most closely match the best message from Jed. Circle 2. Number 1. Do the things that you have been told to do or you might get into trouble. Number 2. Nice kids do their chores. Number 3. Don't let temptations keep you from fulfilling your responsibilities. Number 4. Think of your family before friends. Number 5. Intermittently, relationships interfere with maintaining a sanitary domicile. Number 6. Plan your day so that you can do what you want to do. Number 7. Sometimes you have to wait to do things you like because your work is more important. Make sure to circle only two messages from the list.